Right, theatre time at the Queen's last night. I popped along to see the latest production there by Cut to the Chase Productions, The Great Gatsby on stage. A wonderful production. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm joined on the telephone now by the only lady who actually kept her clothes on during the whole show. Didn't
what
you?
An introduction. Hello.
Hello, Alison. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. How are you, sir? I'm fine. And you're third night tonight. How do you feel it's going?
Yeah, I think we've had a good reception. It's been lovely. So yeah, we had a press night on Monday, and the reaction's been quite nice, which is lovely. So yeah, we're all quite comfortable.
Okay, why did you go for the part in the first place? Was it a play that you were familiar with? Was it a play that you wanted to do, or what's your
the
story?
Well, that it works at the Queen's, they tend to sort of cast a whole season. Mm-hmm. So I was doing Panto, and then they were casting for the rest of this season right up until June, and it just happened that it was I got offered a couple of plays, one of which was The Great Gatsby. So it was lovely that was on the table, and I went, yes please. And then once they've got their cast together, then they kind of work out who will play what, who's right for what. So it's quite a traditional way of casting a whole season. Yeah, so that's kind of how it works out, really.
Simon was on the programme last week. Now, I wanted to talk to him last night, but I didn't get a chance. But how much of the direction is Simon? How much was what's in the play? Because there were some very, very different ideas, I thought, in the stage. Some that really, really worked well last night. How much input did Simon have?
Oh, enormously. It's all Simon. Simon, he's been planning this for sort of 5 months, six months of his life.
Okay.
Been a real kind of baby of his, and it's been joyful to work with someone with a really, really clear vision. Mm-hmm. So I think he was playing the Dame at Panto this year, and in the dressing room he was planning things.
If there's one thing I got against Simon, in my head I saw Simon do Panto 2 years ago, and the character voice, it just sticks in my head. Every time I see Simon, I've got totally unfairly that voice in my head, and it puts me off him, but bless him, he's great. So lots and lots of planning. Let's go back to the very start of the set, because that's such a good start to a play. Where it's a play within a play, isn't it? Obviously.
And you'll come in,
do your rehearsal.
Simon's concept, and then he gave us free rein. He said, "I'd like to start this as a read through." Mm-hmm. So the play starts as a read through for The Great Gatsby, and we all come on, kind of as ourselves. Really, we use our own names. We come on in our own clothes, and then the play sort of very cleverly slowly begins, rather than it being a very realistic set, which you might get in more traditional kind of repertory productions.
Yeah.
So he had that idea, and he let us then improvise and create it. So that was a good chance for us as actors to go, okay, well, I'm just going to do this then. And he said, great, keep doing that. Bit less of that and more of that.
That's how I thought it was going to end, you see. I thought you'd go back to that rehearsal and you'd all, you know, just become yourselves again and walk off, but not to be. But there were some things that were done last night which was just sensational. I'm trying not to give plot spoilers. The bit with the car.
Yeah.
How good was that? That's just
my favourite bit, I think, yeah. And I think it's a lovely idea. And it was Simon's vision, and then we have a fantastic choreographer, Donna Berlin, who came in and helped us create that. So, yeah, that's my favourite bit. So, yeah, I'm glad you picked that out.
Right, I can't ask you.
Don't reveal it. Let them all see.
I've got to talk about the rude bits.
Indeed.
Was that Simon's input, or was that in the script?
I think Simon, one part of it absolutely is. There's very much that kind of sexiness within the novel. I know people might not imagine it to be quite like that, but the novel talks about affairs and passion, and it's a very passionate, it's a love story, and it's about affairs that happen and things that go on behind closed doors as well. So the fact that we get to see a little bit of that, I think makes it a bit more human, actually. So I think it's quite exciting.
And very cleverly done as well, I thought, as well, that, you know, using good. Behind the brick wall, you know, I just thought the setting was so good. I mean, it's quite a dark piece. I haven't read the book. I did see the Robert Redford film 300 years ago. I fell asleep during the Leonardo DiCaprio version, but that wasn't because it was bad, but it was only because I was tired, and I've still got half to watch.
Tired.
No, but I did, and as most plays, the first act is, you know, the audiences struggle sometimes to pick up storylines because they're concentrating so hard. But I think you achieved that. The second half was excellent, I thought. I really enjoyed the whole thing. For Simon's first piece, I thought it was really good, and you as a cast worked really, really well together.
We have a lot of fun.
I'm sure you do. And there we are, I'm going to criticise now. The one little bit I didn't think worked was the modern use of modern music halfway through.
Right.
I didn't get that. I was expecting
mixed response. I think some people love it, some people don't. And I think that's a great place to be. You don't want to be in the middle. No. You've got to have people hate you or love you. That's a good way to live your life, isn't it?
Right.
So I think if you've had that response, it means you've left the building feeling something. That's pretty good, I think.
Okay. And now a major criticism of you, right?
Here we go. Come on, and you're going to criticise me.
I am. Here we go. I need to talk to you about your putting.
I watched a bit of Tiger Woods.
That's no good.
My best.
I'm joking, sweetie. I thought that was really
in the world, isn't he?
To give the audience what's happening there, you play the part of Jordan Baker, golfer, and you've actually got. How did you get the flag to stick in the ground? Is that magnetic or something?
Yes, a little bit of magic there from the technical team. I know he doesn't always stand up. He sometimes upstages me by falling.
Well, basically, you create a golf green on the middle of the Queen stage, and it's effective. And then, of course, you can't get the ball near the hole because the ball's just going to... It's a wooden stage. It's going to keep...
There is no hole. I know I'm aiming for nothing. So, although, if you'd come on press night, I got two holes in one.
Did you? Sorry.
The ball behaved on Monday night. Yeah.
Okay. Alison, what's next up for you?
Next up for me, I'm a comedian as well. I write my own comedy, and I am doing a sketch show on Radio 4.
Are you?
So in June, I shall be recording that one. So, I won't be in Godspell. Godspell's next at the Queen.
Yeah, that's right.
See that. But they are currently rehearsing that at the moment, so that's going to be fantastic.
And I notice you read audiobooks as well, I notice.
Yeah, I do a lot of voiceovers, and I love a bit of audio drama. So, you have to be a master of everything. Really.
You do these days. Well, once again, thank you so much for coming on the programme today. I really did enjoy it last night. I loved your performance. In fact, I'm going to say this. I thought the women were better than the men.
You're all very strong.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that, but I thought you were all very, very strong. It's a great play. And it runs from the 11th of April, which was 2 days ago, to the 3rd of May. And fight to get a ticket, I say. Alison, thank you very much. And no doubt we'll speak in the future.
Super. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Let's have a little bit of mood music from that time.